from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Okay, I'm gonna keep talking like this. Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now as we are on Deshaun Watson Watch yet again.
Stop it.
Thank you.
Should we play the reaction for Mary Kay that we had when the Cade York deal was maybe some other time?
I was actually very excited, Mary Kay, that Andrew Berry turned a sign kicker into a 7th round pick. But there were plenty of people who were quick to point out, Andrew turned a 4th-round pick into a 7th-round pick. Congratulations to him. Mary Kay, what say you?
What say me is that he turned a, at the time, failed 4th-round pick into the one of the best kickers in the NFL in Dustin Hopkins for basically nothing in a trade with the Chargers.
Ooh.
And that they've been in tremendous shape, and he also made him tied as the 4th highest paid kicker in the NFL in the offseason. So the story had a very happy ending.
Mary Kay, she was ready for it. Mary Kay was ready for it. I loved it. Thank you very much, Mary Kay. Thank you very much for giving me an out. Now, if you will excuse me, I have to go fight these people on the internet, so Lima will be conducting the rest of the interview. Thanks.
My next part of this is, now I don't know if I want to play Dustin Hopkins at all in this preseason, because we got to keep him healthy for week one. It's the same status that we have Deshaun Watson in, apparently.
Well, they'll have to figure out what they want to do. I would imagine that he'll kick in Seattle on Saturday night, but you never know. Maybe they do want to keep him healthy. He's been nursing an injury, and we haven't really seen him. Cade York has handled all the kicking chores, so we'll have to see how that goes. But certainly, Dustin Hopkins came in here and solidified that spot, and I think that has been probably one of the best things that Andrew Berry has done throughout his regime, is to go out and acquire players in trades to stock the roster and also make up for things like the loss of 3 straight first-round picks.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Is Watson going to play on Saturday?
Oh, boy. I don't know for sure, but it seems like it's trending towards him not playing in this game on Saturday night. So at this very moment, I guess I would say no. But again, I'm just guessing. I don't know. I mean, based on the events of the last 6 days, it seems like that's the way that it's going. And at this point, I don't think I would play him myself.
All right, Mary Kay, that is where we're at right now based on what went down yesterday. Now, tell us that we're overreacting when we say that that gets us, the information yesterday, gets us back to the point where we're not as confident as we were hoping for going into week one against Dallas with him in his arm.
You know, I don't think all that much has changed with Deshaun Watson heading into the opener. I did watch him complete a really nice ball over the middle to Jerry Jeudy yesterday, and then he stopped practicing after that. But that was, I think, the plan going in. I don't think he felt something in the arm and then said, oh, I have to stop practicing right now. I don't think it was like that. I think they decided, let's rest him. Let's give this a look and see what we want to do here. And the other thing, and they're not going to come right out and say this, but The second part of the equation is the fact that they have issues at left tackle. And what is everyone going to say? What are they going to say and do if their left tackle woes result in an injury to Deshaun Watson? So it might not be prudent to play him in this game for that reason, too.
Mary Kay, I'd honestly rather them say, and we're media, we're conduits with the fans. I'd rather them say that they have issues at left tackle and then say not play him, because when you say that he has arm soreness, I think it threw a lot of fans into either uh-oh mode or rationalization mode, and the people who are trying to rationalize it, they were being yelled at by those who were cynical about it. I think the hit, there's been a hit to the morale overnight with some of these fans.
Well, have you ever heard a team express a lack of confidence in a position or in a player, especially heading into a game where a player is going to have to go out there and perform against another NFL team? That's really just not something you can do, and I don't know that they should have done that. So, you know, I don't think they're going to say, you know, geez, we just don't feel good about Jermaine Afidi. You know, he's probably going to get Deshaun killed in this game. And if he goes down, then we've got to go with Laurent. I mean, could they very well have done that? I don't think so.
I agree. In a lot of ways, I agree with you. But I would say, hey, he's getting his first reps in a while. We're down a couple of guys. We're working back Jed. And we saw him with trainers yesterday working. We're working back Jack Conklin. We'll ask you about that in a second. Before we feel comfortable, we need to get him work, and that means we're not going to put our, they wouldn't say our $230 million quarterback, but we're not going to put our franchise quarterback out there behind him.
But you're putting lipstick on the pig. Basically, you're still mm-hmm. saying that we do not trust the guy that we're putting out there at left tackle, and we're willing to sacrifice Jameis Winston, but we are not willing to sacrifice Deshaun Watson. I just don't know if they could have done that. And maybe the messaging could have been a little bit different somehow, but I'm sure that Deshaun probably could have used a little bit of time off with the arm. He threw 15 out of 16 days in training camp. Perhaps that was a little bit much to begin with, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to give him a little bit of rest.
All right, so for you, Mary Kay, based on what you are saying, is you still have the same confidence levels in Deshaun Watson going into this season that you did when you first...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. Saw him down at Greenbrier.
Yes. Really, this doesn't change that for me. It doesn't change it for me because I've watched him make every single throw in training camp. And I've said many times, sometimes it's been inconsistent. But when you say same level, it doesn't mean on a scale of 1 to 10 that I've been at a 10 this whole entire time. It just means that the events of yesterday haven't really changed how I feel about how he's done so far.
Could Jack Conklin end up playing left tackle?
Absolutely, and I've been writing that for a long, long time. For, you know, throughout all of training camp, I have been mentioning Jack Conklin as a possible and viable option at left tackle. And I've been writing that because He started 36 of his 39 games at Michigan State at left tackle. So he knows that position. It won't be hard for him. And then we also saw him in the offseason proclaim himself healthy and ready to go. So I would not be surprised if Jack Conklin is out there at left tackle at some point if Jed is not ready.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. As we get closer to the season, we are still wondering what's going on with Nick Chubb. Seems like every different analyst has a different opinion on when he'll be available. What do you think the realistic expectation should be?
Well, as of this moment, he is still in play for one of the first four games of the season, and I think that's what the Browns have to determine and their medical staff has to determine. Is he going to be available, not just for the opener, because that almost seems right now like that's a reach, but could he possibly play in one of those first four games? And if he can't, then he will go on IR, possibly on cut-down day on August 27th when you can choose two guys that day to be designated for return that don't count against the roster. So that's definitely something that will be in play. I still think, I guess he has a chance to play in one of those first four games, but the fact that we haven't seen him out there at all in practice, it may be a little bit longer than that.
Elijah Moore was on yesterday with the afternoon show here on 92.3 The Fan, and he just talked about settling into his role and what kind of season he's looking forward to. What kind of a season do you think Elijah Moore is going to have here with the Browns?
Well, he's been one of the most consistent of the top three receivers from a health standpoint. He's been out there pretty much every single day, getting more reps than anybody, getting opportunities on those choice routes, which are so vitally important. And he looks to me like he's elevated his game from last year. He knows his role. They know what they want to do with him. They've kind of honed it and refined it. So I think he's poised to have an even better season than he had last year. And for, you know, by some metrics, it was one of his best seasons of his career. So I think he'll do more. I think one area that he needs to pick it up is in catching touchdown passes. But, of course, you have to get the opportunities. You can't catch them if they're not thrown to you. But I think he's someone that can get in the end zone more. So I would look for that.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here. All right, I want to name some names and ask you if they're safe or not safe. It's not a game. I just thought of it right off the top of my head. Here we go.
Playing with people's lives and their contracts, Mary Kay. Very sad that Ken treats these athletes the way he does. Go ahead, Kenny.
Did you ask her a question about Denzel Ward?
No.
Yeah, go ahead and ask her a question about Denzel Ward that you want to ask.
Fans are wondering if he should step away from football, Mary Kay.
Fans are wondering, or Anthony Lima 2023?
I support Denzel, and I know as a responsible adult, he will be able to make the decision he wants to make.
Because that was old Lima who would have wondered that, but new Lima would just blame it on the fans. Okay, Mary Kay, please, thoughts on Denzel Ward?
Well, I think that at this point, Denzel will have to do what he's always done. He'll consult with his family. He'll consult with his doctors. He does his research. And if he feels that that he'll be fine and that the long-term effects won't be any worse than they would have been back at concussion two, concussion three, then I think he'll continue on with his football career. At this point, I don't see any signs that he's thinking about not doing that. And I just, in talking to Denzel all of these years since 2018 about this topic, he feels most of the time that he's going to be fine and this is not going to be an issue for him.
Can I do safe or not safe now, Anthony, with some of these positions that I think people are wondering?
It.
Okay, here we go. Jamari Thrash, safe or not safe?
Safe.
Nice. Okay. Siaki Ika, safe or not safe?
You know, I haven't done my 53 yet. I will be doing that probably when I'm in a hotel room in Seattle over the next couple of days. And he's one that I'm going to have to think a little bit about. I know that Andrew Berry really loves to give his draft picks every single chance to succeed and to develop. But there's a numbers game there at defensive tackle, so I will have a little bit of a hard time with that one.
Miles Harden.
I'm going to say yes on Miles Harden. I think Miles has had a really nice camp. I think he played well against the Vikings in those two joint practices, and I think he's worth hanging on to.
David Bell.
I'm still going to say yes on David Bell. I know a lot of people have David off the team. David has a quad injury right now, So maybe he's someone that, that ends up on IR or something like that. But I'm going to say yes on David Bell.
Juwan Briggs.
I don't know for sure on Juwan. He's someone, as I mentioned, with Siaki that could possibly get caught up in a little bit of a numbers game. So he could end up on the practice squad, and I think that they might be able to keep him there. So I don't know for sure about him.
Real quick, and I mean real quick, who do you think they hold on to? Not an opinion, but who do you think they hold on to? Tyler Huntley or Dorian Thompson-Robinson?
I'm going to say Dorian. I feel like they've really loved Dorian since the day they drafted him, and they see that he's elevated his game, and I think they believe that he's someone worth investing more time in.
Mary Kay, can't thank you enough for the time. All the best to you and yours. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.